This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This is the story of one small spending item in one big spending bill and the senator who is in trouble for pushing it. The spending item is what's called an earmark. Lawmakers direct money to specific projects, often to help their home states or campaign contributors. In this case, the earmark is linked to the scandal-plagued lobbyist Jack Abramoff and also to Republican Senator Conrad Burns of Montana. Here's NPR's John Inste.
The earmark that's giving Senator Burns problems was slipped into a 2004 appropriations bill at the last possible moment. It gave the Saginaw Chippewa tribe $3 million for a new school. One reason it's causing the senator heartburn is that the Saginaw Chippewa aren't from Montana, the state Burns represents. They're from Michigan.
When I first seen that, you know, it's just like, well, why not Montana?
Carol Juneau is a Democrat who represents the Blackfeet Reservation in the Montana State Legislature.
The tribe that it went to, I understand, is quite a wealthy casino tribe versus the Blackfeet Reservation and all of the Indian reservations in Montana. None of them have those kinds of resources. So I thought, you know, well, Senator Burns, you know, you forgot where he came from.
Betty Cooper, who's on the Blackfeet Tribal Council, says the Montana tribe could have used the money for its dilapidated boarding dorm, where at-risk Indian children are housed to make sure they get to school.
Oh, gosh, yes. And he knows what's in his backyard. You know, they tell us to all stand in line and take our turn. He didn't look to us when it was our turn.
Cooper says that several years ago, the tribe began asking Senator Burns and the rest of the Montana delegation for help in getting federal funds for their boarding dorm. But she says even though Burns was chairman of the subcommittee that funds the Interior Department and its Bureau of Indian Affairs, the senator gave them no help. She suspects campaign contributions from Jack Abramoff influenced the senator. In fact, Burns got more money from Abramoff and his associates than any other lawmaker. Nearly $150,000. Senator Burns's office refused repeated requests for an interview, but during a brief interchange in a Senate hallway, he said he'd appropriated lots of money for Montana tribes, and he tried to distance himself from Abramoff and the Saginaw Chippewa earmark.
The request did not come from Mr. Abramoff or any of his people. The request come from the Democratic delegation that represents Michigan.
Michigan Democrats Debbie Stabenow and Carl Levin did ask for money for the Saginaw Chippewa School in 2003, but the request wasn't funded. That's partly because the BIA said the tribe's school wasn't eligible since it's not part of the BIA system. The Michigan senators dropped the Saginaw School from their appropriations request for the next year. That's because the tribe was looking to others for help, says Melanie Sloan of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, a watchdog group.
They knew by this point that Jack Abramoff was their lobbyist, and Abramoff had a relationship with Burns, and Burns was the appropriations committee, and Burns could make it happen for them, and he did.
And emails and official correspondence show that Jack Abramoff and Senator Burns continued to press the BIA on behalf of the Saginaw Chippewa. In one email exchange, Abramoff tells a member of his lobbying team that he's just talked to the number two official at Interior, Stephen Griles. Abramoff writes that the department needs a letter to the BIA supporting the Saginaw Chippewa. The other lobbyist responds that the two lawmakers Abramoff wants to send the letter will be far stretched to sign a letter for a tribe from Michigan. It doesn't look good for either of them, he says. The names of the two lawmakers are blacked out in the email. But within 2 months, Interior receives a letter arguing the Saginaw Chippewa's case. It's signed by Senator Burns and his counterpart, the chairman of the House Interior Appropriations Committee. A month later, the Saginaw Chippewa contribute $4,000 to Senator Burns' re-election campaign. It's not the tribe's first contribution to Burns. Shortly after Jack Abramoff became their lobbyist early in 2002, the tribe sent a check for $20,000 to Burns' political action committee, Friends of the Big Sky. Another check for $2,000 went to the senator's campaign fund. In fact, Abramoff had begun laying the groundwork for influencing Burns even earlier. In 2001, he flew two of Burns' Senate staffers, Will Brook and Ryan Thomas, to the Super Bowl in Miami. Public integrity lawyer Mark Elias says while these actions may not have been illegal individually, prosecutors could find the total picture compelling.
I think these cases are going to rise and fall based on whether or not the prosecutors believe that when you look at the totality of the circumstances, what you have was an I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine mentality.
Despite the letter from Chairman Burns and his House counterpart, the BIA still refused to fund the Saginaw Chippewa School. Abramoff begins to sound desperate in late August of 2003. In one email to an associate, he writes, I'm in a real bad situation. We had the chairman send a letter to the secretary, but no response. Finally, a month later, in an email to a member of his lobbying team, Abramoff writes that his interior contact, Stephen Griles, has advised him to have Burns call Norton, that is, Secretary of the Interior Gail Norton. Abramoff goes on to say, I asked Will to get that done, and he will. Abramoff is referring to Will Brook, Senator Burns' chief of staff. Again, Melanie Sloan.
So here we have a staffer to Senator Burns who's basically working on Abramoff's behalf and Abramoff's client's behalf while he's still employed by the Senate.
There's no evidence to confirm whether or not Burns did call Norton. In any case, the Interior Department and the BIA remained firm. So, in late October of 2003, just before the final vote on the 2004 Interior Appropriations Bill, Senator Burns resorts to an earmark. Without public debate or a vote, he inserts a paragraph in the bill's conference report. It lifts the previous restrictions and awards the Saginaw Chippewa $3 million for their tribal school. Mark Elias says while earmarks like this are legal, they raise questions for prosecutors.
If, in fact, this was a deserving situation to be funded, why did it have to be inserted in the dark of night? It doesn't mean that it's per se illegal, but it does raise the question of why it was done that way.
Within 2 months of the earmark, Senator Burns' chief of staff, Will Brook, goes to work for Jack Abramoff at the lobbying firm Greenberg Traurig. During the next year, the Saginaw Chippewa contribute another $5,000 to Burns' political action committee. In a recent Vanity Fair story, Jack Abramoff is quoted as saying, "Every appropriation we wanted from Senator Conrad Burns' committee, we got." Abramoff declined to be interviewed for this story. Will Brook didn't return repeated calls. For his part, Burns has said he wishes Jack Abramoff had never been born. But now it's Burns who's fighting for his political life. He faces a Republican primary challenger in the Montana Senate race. His Democratic opponents have pulled even or passed him in public opinion polls, and he's been forced to defend himself in campaign ads.
I've worked in and around stockyards all my life. Those attack ads, they're just a big bunch of you-know-what. Plus, they're paid for by the same Democrats. I don't know who Abramoff influenced, but he never influenced me.
Tom Fitton of the public interest group Judicial Watch is unconvinced.
I think any reasonable person looking at this specific earmark by Conrad Burns on behalf of a tribe from another state that coincided with contributions and favors, I think people are going to rightly assume something was up, and it ought to be the subject of a criminal investigation, which indeed reports indicate it is.
Burns says he hasn't been interviewed by investigators. The senator has tried to give most of the contributions he received from Abramoff and his associates to a Montana-Wyoming tribal leaders group. They've refused to take the money. John Itzty, NPR News,
Washington. Of course, Senator Burns is not the only one in Washington under scrutiny for his ties to Jack Abramoff, and you can find out who else has been linked and why through an interactive feature at npr.org.